This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main, and this is your QNN community update. From Q News, the Tasmanian government has released a draft law that is supposed to stop conversion practices, but will actually encourage them. In May of 2022, the Tasmanian Law Reform Institute issued a landmark report that recommended a ban on conversion practices and outlined in great detail what kind of legislation would be the most effective. Soon after, Premier Jeremy Rockliffe committed to implementing the recommendations. After 19 long months of drafting, the government has issued a bill that not only doesn't come up to the TLRI standards, but looks more like it was drafted by the Australian Christian lobby. There are wide, ill-defined exemptions for religious beliefs, parental guidance, assistance for people considering gender transition, and other forms of care, support, and understanding. The bill would give a green light to all those practices which are still permissible and would encourage practitioners in states with better legislation to set up shop in Tasmania. Equality Tasmania is planning a campaign that will take their message to as many people as possible. From NBC News. A lawsuit to block enforcement of Louisiana's new ban on transgender healthcare procedures for anyone under 18 was announced Monday by LGBTQ+ advocates. The lawsuit was prepared by Lambda Legal and others on behalf of five Louisiana minors and their parents identified in the filings by pseudonyms. Lambda Legal said in a news release the lawsuit was being filed in the Louisiana District Court in New Orleans. State lawmakers approved the ban last year and overrode a veto by then-Governor John Bel Edwards, a Democrat. The law bans, among other things, hormone treatments, gender reassignment surgery, or puberty blocker drugs for minors, and took effect on January 1st, making Louisiana one of 22 states banning or restricting such transgender care. The lawsuit in New Orleans is one of several state and federal court challenges to those laws. A federal judge in Arkansas struck down the state's ban last June, but other challenges have resulted in rulings allowing enforcement. The ACLU has taken a challenge to Kentucky and Tennessee bans to the Supreme Court. From Pink News, Irish actor Andrew Scott has expertly broken down why it's time to stop calling people openly gay. The 47-year-old actor and Fleabag star explained his frustration with the term openly gay during a roundtable discussion for The Hollywood Reporter last week. Speaking to fellow film stars, Scott indicated that the term openly gay suggests that someone has decided to live as a gay person without shame. He began the discussion by saying, "I'm going to make a pitch to get rid of the expression openly gay. It's an expression that we only ever hear in the media. You are never at a party and you say, 'This is my openly gay friend.' You never say it." Andrew Scott came out back in 2013 and recently revealed that he was encouraged to keep his sexuality a secret when he first started out in the acting industry, telling GQ last November that, "I was encouraged by the people in the industry who I really admired and who had my best interests at heart to keep that to myself. I understand why they gave that advice, but I'm also glad that I eventually ignored it." Scott is currently receiving critical acclaim for his performance as a desperate gay writer, Adam, in the queer film All of Us Strangers. Turning to QNN Sport now and from Star Observer. Matilda's captain, Sam Kerr, suffered a ruptured ACL injury, ruling her out of Australia's Olympic qualifiers games against Uzbekistan and possibly the Paris Olympics if the national team qualifies. Kerr sustained the injury during a Chelsea Football Club's training camp in Morocco. Head coach of the Matildas, Tony Gustafsson, described the news as devastating, and he said in a statement that considering how hard Sam has worked over the past 6 months to return to play, this news is a devastating blow for everyone. Sam will be assessed by the specialist in the coming days and then begin her rehabilitation with the Chelsea Football Club's medical team. Australia is set to take on Uzbekistan in the Women's Olympic qualifiers next month, with Kerr missing that game as well as the second half of the English Women's Super League season. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.